While we were away, Grady Davenport rolled to his left to an 11-yard touchdown pass to Lawrence Harris, but a flag is thrown, waiting for the decision by the official. Here's the call from Bobby Kelly.
That's a hustle play, and I'll take it every time. It wasn't cheap.
Block in the back, right?
Yeah.
No touchdown then.
Tracy Moore was downfield in the end zone, and his guy peeled off. So
C.J. Moore.
C.J. And Jordan Curtis came back to make a play again. I mean, the guy's all over the field, and C.J. does a great job of blocking, but they're going to call in for hands in the back.
Well, the ball remains at the 10-yard line. So most of it obviously taking place in the end zone or near there. So now it is... Again, first down and goal from the 9. Handoff comes inside. There's Shamari Brooks. Brooks to the end zone. Touchdown. Shamari Brooks went over the left guard, jumped back over in the middle, and went in basically untouched from 9 yards out for the touchdown. And Union is an extra point away from tying this game at 11:49 left to play. What a move by Shamari Brooks. Big jump cut in the middle and drove into the end zone. Leading the way with a nice block was A.K. Wilson, his split in. And now it's going to be Noah Rauschenberg to kick the extra point to try to tie this game up as we just start the fourth quarter.
What an outstanding play there. He put Trent Gage in the hole. I think he left him in his shoes right there when he just left him right there standing.
Kick is up, kick is good, and we're even. 28-28, tied again. 11:49 left in the fourth quarter. So it makes this game so great, so special. Hope you're enjoying it wherever you're listening, around the nation, around the world, around the state of Oklahoma. The Jenks Trojans ranked number 1 in the state, 28. The Union Redskins ranked number 2 in the state, 28. We'll take a break with 11:49 left to play in the game. This is KRMG, the home of the Redskins.
Is that a radio in your pocket, or you just, oh, it's just a phone? Well, you know, that's cool too, I guess. Yeah, mine's both, radio and phone. I know. Who is this mystical man from the future, and how do I get my hands on this phone/radio technology? I get it all the time. But it's like, just get the Next Radio app. Then you can impress all your friends by knowing exactly what's playing on every station at all times. You want to know who sings that song that was just on 3 songs ago? Boom! Recently played list. You can even save your favorites, sort by genre, and get the deets on upcoming concerts and album releases. And it uses 75% less battery power than streaming apps, meaning you can listen for longer wherever you go. So you basically just won radio. Yeah, you're welcome. Go ahead and try it. Maybe you'll win something for a change. Next Radio, live and local, wherever you go. Check supported devices and download the free app today from Google Play.
Hey, we're back here at Tulsa University Stadium at Skelly, and Union makes a drive down the field again to tie the game at 28-28. They do 8 plays and 80 yards, and Brooks again walks into the end zone to tie it up.
11-yard touchdown run. We're even at 28. Rauschenberg kicks into the end zone, and Jenks will start at its own 20-yard line, first and 10. Looking the next week, Jenks Trojans are on the road in Arkansas at Springdale Harbor High School on September 16th, while the Union Redskins, kind of interesting, Zach, they've got a bye before they start district play. Comes at a good time.
And I think that's what they were talking about, playing that week zero game gives them an extra week right there before they start to kind of relax and reset. So I think that's really a great attribute to starting early.
So here come the Trojans. Last week, their 38-34 come-from-behind win over Bixby was the school's 700th win in school history. Only 5 schools in the state of Oklahoma have ever accomplished that. Jenks now tied 28-28, first and 10, their own 20, 11:49 to play. Cohen, sophomore, throws outside the 20, 25, up the 30-yard line. Flag flies at first down. Pulled out of bounds there.
Interesting to see what they call here.
His jersey's all crooked now. It's hard to see who it was. Kind of hit in the head.
I didn't know if they're going to call Crittenden over here. They were just doing a hand battle. I wasn't really sure what was going on. And I think that's what they're going to call. Crittenden came up and made a great play on the outside on number one. It must have been Trevon Douglas. And they did a battle, and you know, after the initial block was made, they kind of released. But anytime you release and hands are flailing, looks like they're going to call that one on the Jenks Trojans.
And they mark it back to the Jenks 22-yard lines on the penalty. It was Stanley who made the reception off the Cohen pass. Cohen has just been something else. He's just continues his streak of completions. Been dominant through the air while Union used the ground game of Shamari Brooks. Pressure's on. Cohen rolls out. Now he rolls back the other way to the right side. Eludes one tackler. Switch to the sideline at the 25. Is going to be pushed out of bounds there. Gained a couple of yards, but it'll be second down and about five. It was Mitchell Lewis, the outside linebacker, who chased the sophomore quarterback out of bounds.
Well, I wouldn't expect a whole lot out of that quarterback coming in. I mean, no, he's a Jinx quarterback, and he's not going to be any slouch for sure.
But a sophomore.
But a sophomore coming in the game, and what was he there? Nine completions in a row now?
Something
is that
like
what
that,
it is?
Yeah.
Just doing a great job and keeping the play alive and not taking a sack.
Second down, six now for Jinx. They're at their 25-yard line. Need to get across the 30 for a first down here. Ian Cohen in the shotgun. One back to his left side. Low snap. Cohen picks it up. Dances. Throws off the right side. It is caught. Staying in bounds at the 40 to the 45-yard line. Complete caught there by Reese Leto, the big star tight end. Made a nice catch. Stayed in bounds and gets a first down for the Jinx Trojans. They move the football up to their own 46-yard line, and Jinx is on the move.
Landon Wood tried to make that tackle, and I think he was outweighed by about 100 pounds there. And Leto stayed in bounds and picked up about five more, but that is just a big dude with making that catch.
Coleman, the sophomore quarterback, in the shotgun. One running back to the right, two receivers to his left, one to his right side. Hand off the right side inside the 50, across into Union territory at the 47-yard line. Goes the running back number 40, Jacob Shelley, the sophomore, one of his first carries of the night. Shelley is a sophomore, 5'11", 180 pounds.
The Redskins welcomed him to the game quite nicely. They came up and filled really hard for that one, so held on to the ball, but he sure took a shot.
Shelley goes out now as he picked up 6 yards on the play. Back in the backfield now. They move guys around there. Jordan Curtis is in the backfield. Turns, hands off to Curtis. Curtis stiff arms one man at the 50. Dives forward to the 45-yard line. And is very close to a first down. Nicely done by Jordan Curtis, the 175-pound 6'1 senior. And it's going to be just short, it looks like, right? Yep, third down and less than a yard, really. Football, Union 45.
Quite surprised they didn't just give him that extra couple inches there.
Coming down to the 10-minute mark left in this ball game, we're tied at 28-28 here at Scully Stadium, the University of Tulsa campus, for the Mid-First Bank Backyard Bowl, 13th edition. Under 10 minutes now as they take the snap. Direct snap goes to running back, goes inside the 40, cuts inside of 37, first and 10. First down. Nicely done by Noah Hernandez. Jordan Starks, a strong safety, got to make the tackle, but not before he got the first down.
Picked up plenty for the first down, a little bit extra, and Union needs to tighten up on this one to stop this 0.
Jenks is driven to the Union 37-yard line, waiting for the snap, 9:45 to play, tied 28-28. Davenport, the quarterback, Cohen, now is in trouble, and down he goes. He'll lose yardage at the 40-yard line. He was trying to find someone downfield. They were all covered. He's trying to scramble, and then coming up quickly was Lee Barnes, the nose guard, to pull him down back at the 40-yard line. He'll lose on the play about 3 yards, second and 13. Jenks has to get to the Union 27-yard line for a first down. They're second and 13 from the Redskin 40.
Corwin's just a tough old quarterback back there. I mean, like I said, he's only 155 pounds of what they have him on the schedule, but really got up after just being kind of bent sideways there and no trouble.
Two receivers come out to the right, one to the left for Jenks. Cohen in the shotgun, running back to the left side of him. Takes the snap, turns, hands the running back and up the middle for just 2 or 3 yards on the play, a short gain on the play.
Moving big Lee Barnes out of the way up there. I haven't seen him moved out of the way, and Lee Barnes is probably a cheeseburger short of 320 pounds. He's a big old boy.
Corey Piercy made the tackle. They're 6'3 senior for Union, defensive end. Cohen in the backfield, one receiver left, two to the right side. This is third down and about nine from the Union 37-yard line. Cohen takes a snap, looks to his right, throws down the field, and is incomplete. And could there be a flag? No, very close. Defensively, nicely done back there, the coverage.
Landon Wood Landon Wood went up and made that play on that one. And that's probably the first time I've seen this far tonight a play action pass where Union was in position on the guy streaking down the field. So great job there by Landon and the defense.
So now it's 4th and 9, and Jenks is going for it. Too far for a field goal against the wind. They're at the 37. They need to get to the 27-yard line for a first down. Here we go. Back goes Cohen. Pressure is on. Rolls out of the pocket. Still running. Looks to his right. Throws on the run. And is knocked away. Incomplete. And Union takes over on downs. Good defensive play. The pass was intended down there for Travion Douglas on the near sideline at the 27. Would have been a first down. But it was Devin Crittenden, the right cornerback, 5'10", 175-pound senior, that reached around and knocked it away. Incomplete pass on 4th and 10. Union takes over on downs with our game tied at 28-28 and 8:14 left to play.
Well, that's a humongous stop for the defense. Bacek putting the pressure on the quarterback. And again, Crittenden, when it comes down to a close hand-to-hand combat, Crittenden does such a good job. He reaches all the way around and makes a heck of a play.
So here comes Grady Davenport, the senior quarterback, bringing his Redskins offense out on the field. Two receivers go up to the right side. They're stacked to the right. Two receivers stacked to the left. One running back, Shamari Brooks, already over 200 yards in the backfield. Shamari takes a head up. Big hole, 40, 45, midfield, 45. Brooks, 40, 35. Tackle there at the 33-yard line of Jenks. First and 10, Union. Shamari Brooks does it again. It was Trayvon Miller who grabbed Shamari Brooks from behind. But not before he busted loose for another 37-yard run. And he now goes over 250 yards rushing.
I've never seen a guy dance behind a blocker just like he does.
287 yards, Richard tells me, for Shamari Brooks. No, add some more, Richard. Got about three there as he dove inside the 30-yard line, going off his left side guard block. Tackle made by Nat Hernandez, linebacker, the Rock linebacker there.
Shamari's on fire right now and just explosive as he was in the first quarter.
From the Jenks 29, second down and 6 for Union. Snap, Brooks handoff up the middle. He's stuffed right there. Three Trojans hit him just across the 30-yard line. It'll be a short gain on the play. It'll be a third and long. Trayvon Miller, will linebacker, led the stop for Jenks. Union now quickly lining up. Play clock just started running in 225 seconds. Game clock 7:15, tied 28-28. It's third. Union needs 5 at the 29. Need to get really about the 23-yard line to be safe for a first down. Davenport takes a snap, straight back to pass. Looks to his right, throws in the air, overthrows his man. Incomplete. Overthrown on the third down from the third down play. It'll be fourth down. Intended there for C.J. Moore, the wide receiver. He was well covered.
Yes, he was. Trayvon was all over, or actually Jordan Curtis out there. And Jordan Curtis, like I said, is already, you've heard his name a lot tonight. He was man-on-man on C.J. and went up to make that play. And I don't think that's a bad pass at all by Davenport. He looks out there.
Look at this. We're going to try for a field goal from 46 yards out. They're going to mark it at the 36-yard line. Noah Rauschenberg, the 6'2", 185-pound sophomore, takes the ball down. The kick is up. The kick is long enough, and it is no good. No good. Off to the left side. Boy, it had the distance, but just a bit off to the left side. No good. We stay tied at 28, and Jenks will take over the football at their own 20-yard line.
Well, big stand there by the Trojans. Again, that's two back-to-back stands, and I think the Redskins wanted to pick up the momentum and take the lead, and they tried really hard to get it there, and just outside the post. Now Jenks gets the ball back to try to go ahead and put the points on the board.
Just wide left, but not by much. What a great effort by the young kicker, Rauschenberg. So Jenks now will take over on offense. We've got to stop and play here. Let's take a quick break here. Union football, 28-28, 6:55 to play on KRMG.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
Ford Powerstroke, Dodge Cummins, GM Duramax, and International Truck Owners. Diesel Power Plus gets you back on the road fast when your truck gives you trouble. Using the latest factory diagnostic tools and equipment to get to the root of the problem. Diesel Power Plus doesn't just meet the standard, they set the standard. On 56, just west of Garnett. Call 625-8191.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
The wind in your face. The rush of excitement. The crowd cheering as you fly down the hill. Well, it's downhill derby time again. You don't want to miss out, so get registered today for the Sand Springs Rotary Downhill Derby, September 17th. For more information about the Derby and registration forms, check them out on Facebook at Sand Springs Rotary Downhill Derby. That's Sand Springs Rotary Downhill Derby.
Well, this football high school heavyweight battle continues. Tied 28-28, 6:55 left. Now it's Jenks' turn to throw a punch. Reverend Curran jumps up, throws, and it is intercepted at the 35-yard line or not. Nope. They said he made the catch. Oh, my gosh. Looked like he had an interception, but the Jenks receiver, Brett Stanley, pulled it away. Wow, what a defensive play here.
I thought Jordan Sparks was clearly going to catch that ball.
Look at that.
And he steps underneath it, plays it perfectly, and he just took it from him.
Stanley
the receiver
took it
just
away.
Wanted him more.
Yeah. Brings it up to the 35-yard line. Great play by the senior Brett Stanley for Jenks. They're first and 10 at their own 35 now. Clock counting to 6:30 left to play in a tie game. Off the right side, flag flies, and down goes the running back, Jordan Curtis. Curtis pulled down for a short game, but a flag was thrown as well.
Spicer in there to secure the tackle, and wherever that one is marked is going to go backwards a few, I believe.
Here's the call from Bobby Kelly. Holding. It'll still be first down, but they're going to mark it back, and that's going to be long yardage now for Jenks. So that's a break for the Union defense here as it puts Jenks in a real hole all the way back to their own 25-yard line. They have to get to the 46 of their own territory for a first down here. So first down and some 26 yards to go.
And the pressure is on. Now the clock's starting to tick and a tie ball game.
Jordan Curtis in the backfield with Ian Coleman, the sophomore quarterback. Curtis off to the left. Instead, they turn, fake the head of it. Big rush, and down he goes. Down goes Coleman. Down goes Coleman. And a big rush back inside the 15-yard line. Great defensive push by Jordan Kelly, the 6'4", 300-pound junior nose guard. He just shot through the gap there, and Coleman had no chance. He turned around, and all he saw in front of him was big Jordan Kelly. That's another loss. Takes it also all the way back to the 14-yard line. Wow.
First big time we've heard Jordan Kelly's name tonight, and he's played so well the first part of the season, and tonight had to split time as Lee Barnes made himself back in the game, but Jordan said, don't forget me, coach. I'm going to make big plays.
Now how about second and 33? Jenks at their own 25-yard line. Clock counting at 5:40. Tied 28-28. Needing it all the way up to their own 46 for a first down, a whistle, and let's see, before the play got started here. Is there a timeout?
Yeah, timeout.
Yeah, Trojans have called a timeout. 5:35 left to play. We're tied at 28 here in the mid-First Bank Backyard Bowl. We'll take a break. This is KRMG Tulsa.
It goes beyond paint and sheet metal. The skill and precision and pride everyone at Action Auto Collision takes in their work, from helping with deductible assistance to making your wrecked car not only look new, but drive new, is nothing short of incredible. 40 years of guaranteed fast and trustworthy auto collision repair. Action Auto Collision, just south of 51st and Garnett. For exceptional service, call 918-252-0411.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head, just over $30,000. That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. Optima Tax Relief. They're the best in the business.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-960-1575. 800-960-1575.
Optima Tax Relief.
Well, taking that timeout, Jenks now has only one left with 5:35 to play. They're facing second and 33 at their own 13. Need to get all the way up to the 46 for a first down. Rolling out is Coleman. Coleman throws, caught inside there by the receiver Isaiah Epps. Epps breaks a tackle, 20 at the 25, still on his feet, now falls forward to the 27, well short of any first down yardage, but a nice looking play there. Good job by Jenks there and Isaiah Epps on the pass from Coleman. It was Jordan Starks who pulled him down, though, well short of it. He's going to be now third down and still long ways to go. They're going to mark the football at the 27-yard line. they've got to get up again to their 46.
I'll tell you, that's exciting, and what I loved about these games, you just hear the crowd erupt. It's like a college football game.
Jacob Shelley's in the backfield now with Ian Cohen. Three receivers split to the right for the Trojans. They need a big one here on third down and 20. Cohen keeps it, starts to run, breaks a tackle, 30. At the 35, he's going to be well short of a first down. They'll get some of the lost yardage back, but he'll be facing fourth at about 9 on the play. So everybody was covered downfield. Cohen had no choice. He had to tuck and run. Picked up a few yards, but it's going to be fourth down, about 8. Football at the Jenks 38-yard line, and Union's going to get the football back with just about 4 minutes left to play. Clock is counting right now.
Corwin did a great job of staying alive and making something out of nothing there and got up limping. That's why I say he's a tough kid, though. He's really going to try to stay after it in this one.
Brett Stanley's going to punt, hits the ball at the 30-yard line. Waiting for it is Landon Wood for the Redskins. He takes the football, 28, 30, 35, runs into his own man. Now two Trojans help him out and push him back inside the 35-yard line. That's where Union will have the football with a first down, 3:53 left to play, and we're tied 28-28 in this battle of high school football titans. Number one, Jenks, 2-0. Number two, Union, 2-0. At stake, the Mid-First Backyard Bowl, bragging rights for, well, until playoff time.
Yeah.
These teams always need to meet in the playoffs as well, and usually it's to decide either a semifinal, a trip to the finals, or to decide the goal ball.
And as we said, 64% of the time, the one that has won first has not won the second game. And last year was Jenks winning twice. And so far tonight, as we said, paper means nothing in a game like this.
Jenks leads this Mid-First Bank Backyard Bowl Series 7-5. You mentioned they have won the last three games against the Redskins, including last year's state semifinal, as Jenks went on to win their fourth straight state championship. And they have won, in fact, 6 of the last 7 games. We have a stop of play on the stop of the clock on the field. Doc Blevins, you might give us a time now to kind of talk and reflect about the news we got earlier this summer. Tragic news on Alan Trimble, the great football coach, 21st season for Jenks, and the diagnosis of the deadly ALS disease.
Well, it's been a tough deal for everybody that knows Al, because everybody knows him, loves him, I promise you. And it's been a really tough thing for them, but he's got the greatest attitude in the world, and he'll fight this thing any way he can. And we all know there's a power greater than us down here that can do something about it. So everybody's standing together.
Well said, Doc. And I know they had a special, after he was diagnosed in July with the Lou Gehrig's disease, they had a special prayer meeting at the Jenks High School. And Coach Kirk Frederick, the Union High head football coach, went there, went up to Coach Trimble. The story Bill Haston wrote in the Tulsa World, the coach, we're thinking of you, praying for you, can we do anything for you? And he said, yeah, don't blitz me on third down and long.
That was awesome.
So, great coach. Here we go. Here come the Redskins now. Davenport takes the snap, rolls to his right, keeps it, goes inside the 35, jumps up near the 40, and a flag thrown. That was on a first down play, but a flag is down. Hernandez made the tackle for Jenks. Noah Hernandez.
Just a little counter move off what they've seen all night, where they fake it to AJ that time.
Holding, though, against Union. Holding marks the football back to the Redskins' own 27-yard line now. And now the first and 20. They've got to get to the 47 for a first down. So they shoot themselves in the foot with the penalty, just as Jenks did on their last series. Davenport waiting for the snap. Takes it. Throws out to the right flat quickly, and just as quickly hit and drop. No gain of the play. Great job defensively for
I would go away from Jordan Curtis is my goal. I would probably throw on the opposite side of where he's at.
Yeah, A.K. Wilson made the catch there. Jordan Curtis made the hit.
He's been all over the field, and they, on a press coverage like that, you've got to go up and knock him in the shoulder pads and knock him off the ball, and it just didn't happen.
Counting down to 3 minutes now, second and 19. Pass from Davenport down the left sideline. It's intercepted at the 45-yard line by Jenks. Making the interception was Noah Strong. Free safety, 5'9", 165-pound junior. In the air a long time, Davenport's pass, and picked off by Noah Strong. It was on the near sideline here. looking for C.J. Moore. The pass a little short, and cutting in underneath was Noah Strong to make the interception, and now that could be the break the Trojans have been looking for. With 3:02 left to play, they have it first down and 10. They're inside Union territory at the 47-yard line.
You're always looking for a break, and that's one that can always build momentum off of it. You'd hope C.J. could go inside the numbers and fight back to the numbers, like you say, and go get that thing. But Strong has been really strong tonight in the cover two. That's a tough one for a receiver to go get, and he just goes up and makes the play on that.
Tells you about the quality of player, too, Zach. That's the first turnover of the game. By the way, I got a stat on Coach Frederick's win record. It'll be interesting to hear it here. Back to pass, though, is Coleman right now. Throws down the middle of the field, and it is in and out of the hands, incomplete. Oh, my gosh, two Union defenders are back there, but it was in and out of the hands, incomplete.
Fields and Crittenden are back there on the defense, and it still went right past the two Union guys and hit the Jinx receiver right in the hands. Number 13 there.
Brett Stanley. Brett Stanley had it, looked like, and he just dropped it. The 15-yard line, incomplete. Now it is second down and 10. Golly. Here we go. Ian Cohen, a second down 10 from the Union 47-yard line. Takes a snap, hands off, and dropped right away. The running back pulled down there. Just a short gain, or maybe no gain on the play. That was Noah Hernandez.
Nowhere to go in the middle there. Again, Jordan Kelly, big 300-pound nose guard, says, this is my lane, and you're not coming through it.
Third down and 10 now for Jinx at the Union 47. Clock is at 2:29, 2:28 running. Tied at 28-28. Play clock is at 10 seconds as they break the huddle. Coleman sets up in the shotgun, running back to his right side. Man goes in motion. Back goes Coleman to throw, looking over the middle. Looks like he wants to run, scrambling. Three Union Redskins are chasing him. Reverses his field, still looking downfield. Gets away from another man. Way back at his 40 now, throws down the field, and it is incomplete. Knocked away, but a flag is thrown. Oh, my gosh. The pass was intended for Isaiah Epps at the 30-yard line or so of Union. Jordan Starks looked like he made a heck of a play there, but a flag came flying from way deep in the defensive backfield. It's going to be pass interference, it looks like. And it is against Union, and that's going to be a first down and 10 after a third and long. Wow. I don't know, Zach, what'd you think?
I tell you, the back judge is standing on the 10 with a line judge right in front of him on that play call, and he throws that flag from 30 yards away. It's unfortunate.
Man,
Starks is in front of the play on that. I'm not sure where and he made the play on the ball, so I don't know where the flag came from. I really don't.
Yeah.
But
wow.
It's unfortunate.
But it is a first down for Jinx. They're now at the 3-yard line, 1:58. We're under 2 minutes left to play, 28-28. Handoff off the right side, breaking tackle 30, 25, 20. Cuts inside at the 15. Down inside the 10-yard line goes Jacob Shelley, the sophomore running back. It's going to be a first and goal to goal for the Jinx Trojans with 1:49 to play. Clock is stopped on the mark of the first down. Darius Thornton, linebacker, made the tackle. But a nice job as Jacob Shelley gets outside, gets some blocks downfield, including one from Isaiah Epps. And they're set up now, obviously, in very good field goal position, but they're probably thinking of more than that right now. Clock starts running again, 1:45. They'll want to milk it as much as they can. We've seen too many last-second heroics by both these schools in past Mid-First Bank Backyard Bowl Classics. Here we go again. Coming down to 90 seconds left to play. Cohen takes a direct snap, and it goes straight ahead to about the 8-yard line and pushed back there. That was Reuben Thompson. Thompson, the ball carrier. Mitchell Lewis, linebacker, made the tackle. They're going to mark the football at the 7-yard line. And it'll be second down. Goal to goal for Jenks. When we come back, we'll take a quick break. 1:16 left to play. Tied 28-28. KRMG Radio, Tulsa.
The domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell has been the partner men can count on for over 25 years. Hello, my name's Joe Cordell. Over those years, tens of thousands of guys across America and now in the UK have turned to Cordell & Cordell when everything was on the line. We're proud of that expression of trust, but we know the responsibility that comes with it. Our tremendous growth is a result of our tremendous commitment, commitment to a core set of values and an obsession with client care. If we ever lose that focus, we'll cease to be the partner that guys will count on. We get that. So you can be sure that our focus over the next 25 years will stay on those values that got us where we are and that our clients have come to expect.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Oklahoma attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in Tulsa and Oklahoma City. 8801 South Yell Avenue, Suite 250, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74137.
Here's the snap. Second goal to go from the 7-yard line. Handoff goes outside, go to the end zone, diving for the goal line. Touchdown, Jenks. Jordan Curtis on the reverse. Goes 7 yards around the left side, dives for the goal line, and with 1:14 left to play, the underdog Jenks Trojans have taken the lead 34-28 on Union.
I saw that one the first play, and that's one that typically you see it happen the first time and say, hey, coach, the counter's there. Give me the ball. And Jordan's got the whole wide side of the field, and he took off and just made a play.
The touchdown is good, but Jenks has been flagged for an unsportsmanlike conduct, which is interesting because that will be marked back on the kickoff, which will help Union. Union, by the way, still has two timeouts left, 1:14 to play. Extra point attempt by Neuhauser to make it a 7-point game here. Neuhauser waits for it. It's up and it's good. It's now Jenks 35, Union 28, 1:14 left to play. And you've got to know, Zach, I mean, obviously this ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, a terrible, fatal, terminal disease. There's no real timetable for it. But you've got to know, and a lot of people thinking about, who knows if this is Alan Trimble's final backyard bowl game, and you know the emotions played into this game, and these kids are really playing for him.
Yeah, and a guy that can get something out of his players is Alan Trimble, and knowing that he had initially retired and wasn't going to coach this year and then say, you know, we'll take it on, and what a job he always does with these guys. A great coach, puts them in a position to win, and they like to do so. And right now, you know, they've just done a really good job of staying close and fighting back, and that puts them up in score. They had a three and out, and then with an unfortunate penalty there. They're driving the field. They go 53 yards in five plays and a penalty, and that puts them up 35-28 off a 7-yard run to Curtis is who scored that last one. So we've seen a plethora of running backs for the Jenks Trojans, and they just keep fighting on the ground and through the air tonight.
Well, there's no doubt that Jenks has been Coach Frederick's kryptonite. He is just 9-9 against Jenks now in 18 meetings. 9-9, 500 against all other opponents. And this is 10th season. He's 99-7. Thank you, Richard. Richard Johnson, Staten. 99-7 against everybody else, but Jenks, he's 9-9. And looking at losing his fourth in a row and six of the last seven, unless they can rally here in the final minute and 14. Now they mark the penalty back. So Jenks, after the unsportsmanlike conduct after the touchdown, will now kick from their 25-yard line. So Union has two back standing at their 10-yard line waiting for the kick. Austin Neuhauser to kick off. A.K. Wilson, Kenyon Cooper are deep for the Redskins, standing back at their 10-yard line. Here comes Neuhauser. The kick is away. Good high kick taken at the 15. 20, 25, 30, 35. 40, 45, and pushed out of bounds there.
That only took 7 seconds off the clock.
Kenyon Cooper on the return. Good return from his 10 and takes it up to the Union 42-yard line. So here we go, Zach. 109 to play. 69 seconds left. Two timeouts left. Union trails underdog Jenks 35-28.
So let's talk.
Backyard bowl.
They've done everything they needed to on the ground tonight. So they've got two timeouts and 1:09 left. What do you do, coach?
Start throwing the football, baby. Here we go. First and 10 the 42-yard line.
Jinx comes out in a three-man front.
Union's game has been rushing, though. They're 345 yards on the ground tonight. Most of it, Samari Brooks. Straight back to pass, Davenport rushes on, throws it, got a man at the 48-yard line, breaks inside the 50, going to be short of the first down by just a yard or two. Nice pass from Davenport to A.K. Wilson to split in the junior. Tackle made by Mitchell Culkin, just short of a first down. Clock is still running, under 50 seconds now. Remember, Union has two timeouts. They have second and one. They're in Jenks' side of the field at 49-yard line. Davenport rolls to his left, throws to his left, caught, 45, 40, out of bounds, a 35-yard line. Nicely down there by A.K. Wilson, and the Redskins are moving the football, stop the clock by going out of bounds and get a first down. It'll be Union first and 10 at the Jenks 35. Remember, they have to get a touchdown and an extra point to tie the game. They're down 35-28, 37 seconds left. In another classic mid-first bank backyard bowl. Davenport with Shamari Brooks to his left, takes the snap, straight back to pass, goes to his left, now starts to run to his right, looking for some room, gets a block outside, turns the corner, 35, 30, out of bounds, around the 28-yard line.
Well, at least Davenport did a great job of just keeping absolutely everything alive on that one. This is a place you just can't take a sack. You still have two timeouts left in 30 seconds, and they've got to make something happen on this guy and drive this thing as close as they can to the end zone and put it in.
Mitchell Culkin chased him out of bounds. Carlos Barrios, who was injured earlier, the center, is back in there and helped the block there to give Davenport a chance to pick up the 6 yards. Second and four at the 23. They can get a first down. Back to pass, Davenport, under the pressure, rush, and down he goes, back at the 28-yard line. Boy, he stepped up and ran right in to the Jenks defender, Hunter Stapankowski. Number 71, 6'2", 255-pound junior. Now they're going to call a timeout. It'll be third down for the Redskins. 22 seconds left to play, but Davenport went back to pass, looked to his right, tried to go up the middle, and right there waiting for him is Spankowski, and he threw him down.
Well, they did a good job there. It only took just about 6 seconds off the clock to run that play and get a timeout. So that's very important to keep the clock running, or to stop the clock, to keep as many seconds as they can. But Union's got to come up with some big plays here. They've not done well in the red zone tonight.
They have one timeout left. They need 4 yards on third down. The ball at the 23-yard line.
You've got 22 seconds. I believe you probably call at least one play, if not two plays in the huddle, but you've got to save that timeout just in case something doesn't go.
Richard John tells us tonight that the Union Redskins are just 3 of 10 on third down conversions. Here's a big one here. He actually needs about 4 yards. Football is marked with a 29. They need to get to the 24 for a first down. At the 29, need the 24. Back to pass, Davenport. Looks to his left, throws. Got the first down, 25 at the 20. Knocked down there. Again, he goes to his reliable junior receiver, A.K. Wilson.
I tell you, and as shifty as A.K. Wilson is out in open space, he runs right into the guy and comes down with that just to pick up the first down, though. That's great stuff.
15 seconds. Now they wind the clock. 14 seconds. Snap. Davenport throws it down, kills the clock with 12 seconds left to play. 12 seconds left. And they're within easy reach of the end zone here at the 20-yard line with a second down and 10.
Still with one timeout left. I don't think it's a... Oh, man. I think you've got enough time here to run... you've got enough time to run one and call a timeout if you don't get it.
Man, I'd be going for the end zone twice, I think. Let's see what they do. Second and 10.
You've got a guy with 300 yards on his belt tonight.
Yeah, but boy, he's tackled. I don't know. Yeah, it's just Davenport by himself in the backfield. Three receivers left, two to the right. They're looking to throw. Davenport is going to keep it. He's going to run at the 20, at the 15. Down he goes. They've got to stop the clock. They do. Timeout, 7 seconds. 7 seconds left. Good call, Zach. Had the run on the quarterback draw. Grady Davenport took it up inside and got inside the 15-yard line. It's going to be marked just shy of the 13. And there's 7 seconds left on a 35-28 game with Union trailing Jenks by 7. And the 20,000-plus crowd once again treated to a classic, as these games always seem to be, the 13th edition of the Mid-First Bank Backyard Bowl. Mentioned the 58th meeting between these two great football powers, Union and Jenks. dating all the way back to 1949. Jenks leading the series 7-5. As you mentioned, the Jenks Trojans, four-time straight state champions, have been dominant. They have won the last three from Union and six of the last seven. They're trying for four in a row and seven of the last eight, including that was winning the semifinal game last year with Union. Then they went on to blast Broken Arrow to win their fourth straight state championship. Alan Trimble's Trojans are 7 seconds away from winning another backyard bowl game. The Union Redskins are thinking maybe they're 14 yards and 7 seconds from hopefully getting a chance to tie this game. Here we go. Davenport by himself. Two receivers left, two right. Davenport back to pass. Scrambles to his right. Under pressure. Throws to the end zone. Out of bounds. Incomplete. 1 second left. 1 second showing on the clock. 1 second showing on the clock.
1 second.
Union will get one more snap.
Well, Davenport did just enough there. Gave it an opportunity. Maybe just a little bit too far outside for someone to catch it. But did enough to keep one more play in the bank.
He was looking down there for Jared Nichols. Just heard back from the station. We're going to a storm center situation. We've had some thunderstorms predicted for later tonight. And there you hear that tone. That's a storm alert. We'll keep you advised right here on KRMG. But right now we got football to play. 1 second left. Jenks 35, Union 28. Davenport back to pass. Throws over the middle. It is knocked down, incomplete. Trojans win. Jenks beats Union and wins the Midfirst Backyard Bowl as Jenks now wins four in a row from Union, seven of the last eight. And God bless Alan Trimble. If anybody is deserving of a victory like this, it's the coach who had the horrible diagnosis of ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, in July. And his Jenks Trojans, a young football team, we mentioned, just one starter on defense, returning, only three on offense. Union was favored, thinking they would have their way tonight with the Jenks Trojans. But instead, after a 10-0 lead, they fell behind, battled back. The two teams fought as they always do in a great football game. Now they're meeting at the 50-yard line to shake hands. First, the two coaching staffs of Jenks and Union. Then the players lining up as well as Union falls to Jenks tonight, 35-28, and another incredible mid-first Backyard Bowl. Wow, what a game. What a game.
Well, if there's a good ticket to buy, this is one to get every single year. And the unfortunate part tonight for the Redskins is they came up short, but they didn't fall short in heart. They fought the whole night. Both teams did. They just ended up a little short.
So Jenks will go to 3-0 on the young season, keep their number one ranking. Union, I doubt if they'll fall much. They are now going to be 2-1. Union will have a week off next week. They have a bye week before starting district play, while the Jenks Trojans will be going on the road to Arkansas to play Springdale Harbor. We're going to take a break here. The score, Jenks 35, Union 28. It's over here in the Backyard Bowl from Skelly Stadium. Let's go back to the studio.